What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I've been getting a whole bunch of these emails from LinkedIn. Congratulations on your work anniversary and everything. And finally, it dawned on me. Today is the 25th birthday of What Really Happened. Now, it wasn't called What Really Happened for the entire 25 years. It had other names like Rancho Runamucca. But, quarter of a century. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Have to get a Twinkie and a candle later on today, I think. Okay, so Ann Coulter's out with an article called Hold the Pulitzers. And Ann Coulter, I blow hot and cold on her. Sometimes I love what she says and sometimes I don't. But she's bang on spot with this one. She's saying, hold the Pulitzers. And saying that really the only people surprised that Mueller's report didn't find any collusion were the consumers of corporate media. And how for the last 2 years, TVs, newspaper, magazines just push Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, trying to reverse the outcome of the 2016 election. And the corporate media, of course, we saw this with Zucker over at CNN. No, we were doing the job we're supposed to be doing, reporting the news as we saw it. They're not going to apologize. They're not going to back off here. And so we're going to have to hold them to the fire. We're going to have to shame them publicly. We're going to have to keep reminding the American people of how they got lied to about Russiagate or Russiagate-gate, not to mention Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. This is a wake-up call. It may even be a watershed moment for the American people's awareness of just what's going on here. And speaking of the Pulitzers, over the last 2 years, quite a few Pulitzer Prizes were given out for stories written about Trump-Russia collusion. And I'm wondering if the Pulitzer organization is just going to let them sit and see its reputation dragged down the way the Nobel Peace Prize has been, or if they're going to say, sorry, you got to turn those back in. Now, Andrew McCarthy is out there saying, how long has Mueller known there was no Trump-Russia collusion? Well, we got the answer for that earlier this week. They knew last August. And they sat on that so that the Democrats could campaign on Russiagate for the midterms. Now, there's election meddling for you. And that's another part of this huge Russiagate-gate scandal. Mueller knew last August the president was innocent and said nothing. Now, getting back over to the corporate media, the ratings on corporate media, the news channels, rather, are plunging, and in some cases down by half. Rachel Maddow's show had been number one in cable news. It's now number six. The only news network that's doing well is Fox News, and even though it has perceptibly shifted leftward, it still has the trust of a lot of its viewers, and people apparently turned off CNN. They're going back to Fox News. Good for Fox News. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Pelosi gives the order for the media to shift all coverage from the fake Russia investigation to health care, and the corporate media obeys and flips instantly. And by the way, they're still being forced to cover this collapse of the Russian investigation. They can't just stop talking about it. It just makes them look worse. Alan Dershowitz is a very well-known man. His credentials are impeccable. He became the youngest full professor of law at Harvard Law School in the 60s. And so outlets like CNN have used him as an expert on legal matters over the years. But Dershowitz has now gone public saying CNN essentially banned him for refusing to push the narrative that Donald Trump schemed with Russia to get elected. And Dershowitz basically was on Fox News Monday, and he said CNN wouldn't have me on the air because they want a one-sided presentation. And everybody who watched CNN was shocked by the conclusions, which is exactly what Ann Coulter was saying. I think there's one representative out there, I saw this the other day, saying, no, there was Trump-Russia collusion. I saw it on TV. It has to be true. I saw it on TV. No, TV does not feed you the truth. And there are a lot of articles that are coming on out, probably ought to be saved. This one's from thefederalist.com. 61 hacks who peddled Russian collusion and should never be trusted again. Emphasis on the word never. There were no secret meetings between Kremlin courtiers and former Trump campaign manager, advisor Carter Page. There was no trip to Prague by Michael Cohen. No quid pro quo election assistance for the lifting of sanctions. There was no there. Amazing. Steele just made it all up. And he got paid good money to do it. And that's what's tragic about our current society. Liars get paid good money to lie. People who are telling the truth, just barely scraping by, looking for spare change under the seat cushions here. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're still talking about the fallout from Monday's crash and burn of the Russiagate theory, the Russiagate hoax. Another article, this one over on dailycaller.com, we are naming and shaming the absolute worst reporters on the Russian collusion conspiracy theory. And we do need to have these names saved and prominently displayed someplace permanently. Because the collapse of the hoax has dealt a major blow to a huge swath of the media. And there were a lot of individual anchors and reporters who bet their careers and their reputations that Donald Trump conspired with Russia to steal the 2016 elections. And these correspondents and prostitutes authored fake stories, gave breathless coverage to the alleged scandal, and they misled the public. The media lied. The corporate media lied. That's the message that has to go on out. Now, we'll see what corporate media management is going to start doing about this, if they're going to start letting some of these people go, bring in some new blood and say, well, those were the old liars, and these are the new liars, and you should trust them. I do know they're going to be coming after the independent media. They're going to try and find some way to silence us because we are now an embarrassment to them. We humiliated them on a shoestring budget. We humiliated them. Okay, let's take another phone call. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Doing fine.
You know, I really hate to say it, but I think I kind of like Mueller better than Trump because Mueller was a captain in the Marine Corps. He saw combat in Vietnam. Trump was a draft dodger. And I see Trump as just part of the Jewish mafia that just beat the rap. I mean, nobody ever turns on the Jewish mafia and lives to tell about it. So whether they had evidence against him, even let's say they had evidence against him, nobody would turn on him. The last person that turned on the Jewish mafia was Abraham Relles, and he went out the seventh floor of the Half Moon Hotel in Coney Island.
Okay, let me guess. Let me guess. This is another one of those Mueller found crimes but hid them shill calls, isn't it?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I like Mueller better. Maybe they didn't have anything. Maybe they did, but my experience tells me that in all likelihood, Trump just beat the rap.
I mean, okay. What is Trump your experience? What is your experience? How many years have you had? What is your experience? How many years were you in the Department of Justice?
My experience is with the Nevada Gaming Commission.
Oh, the Nevada Gaming Commission.
Mr. Trump couldn't own a casino in Nevada.
Yeah, and that's going to qualify you to determine what's going on at the Department of Justice. Okay, Charlie, I've been expecting calls like this. I commented on them earlier in the show. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Yeah, that's the new spin. You know, Mueller actually found crimes, but he hid them. He covered them up. He made a deal. He got blackmailed. It's, again, Laura Ingraham's, the five stages of Democrat denial. Okay, as you're probably already aware, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal died in the Senate, unanimously voted down. Not a single senator voted for it. The Democrat senators voted present. So even in her own party, she couldn't get a single vote. And she's just gone absolutely ballistic. How terrible, you know, it's the end of the world. We only have 12 years left before the world is going to end, blah, 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 which we've been hearing from the ClimateGate people for a huge long time. Over at MSNBC, Chris Hayes is out there demanding, don't you make jokes about the Green New Deal. This is serious stuff. We're out to save the world here. Okay, apparently Stacey Abrams has made it clear that she has no intentions to run as Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, and apparently the comment was made that black women aren't your hood ornament. She also said you don't run for second place. By the way, do you remember Stacey Abrams back in 2016 when she made that speech about respecting the outcome of an election? She still won't concede the Georgia gubernatorial race. So let's talk about the Smollett case, because this is just getting more and more ridiculous. Trump has asked the FBI and the Department of Justice to take a look. Apparently, a lot of documents were leaked out by the Chicago police before the judge was able to seal the case. Now the judge is saying the sealing was a mistake. They're going to unseal the file. And so the FBI and Department of Justice are going to investigate just how it is that these 16 felony charges against Jussie Smollett were dismissed. And remember, you had these two Nigerian-born brothers caught on surveillance camera buying ski masks and red hats, MAGA hats, were ready to testify that Smollett paid them $3,500 each to stage the attack, and that the 36-year-old actor was also behind a threatening letter. He sent it to himself. Now, prosecuting attorney Kim Fox is saying Smollett would have been convicted at trial. Yeah, they had those two Nigerian brothers. It was a slam dunk. She's now claiming that dropping the charges was an alternative form of prosecution because Jussie's going to do some community service and he forfeits his $10,000 bond. Yeah, that'll teach him here. Jussie Smollett's lawyer, Tina Glandian, is just making things worse. Because, you know, Jussie Smollett is still out there saying that his recollection is these two white guys in Make America Great Again hats attacked him. That he didn't make it up, he didn't fake it, he's still pushing that story. And given that we have these two Nigerians who are saying, yeah, we're the ones who beat him up, we were paid by him to do it. So Tina Glandian is saying, well, maybe they wore whiteface. Maybe these two black guys put on whiteface, white makeup. And apparently there's an old photo of one of them wearing white makeup to play the Joker. And that's her proof they could have done that. Well, this is called hoisting with your own petard. Because, Tina, if you are admitting that these two black guys beat up Jussie Smollett, then the whole white supremacist Trump supporter narrative goes down the shredder, you know, right after Russiagate. Tina is saying they want to sue the Chicago police. They're saying that what the Chicago police did to Jussie was even worse than the beating. Well, considering that the beating was faked, that's not hard to say. All right, let's talk about some economic news now. Mexico has become a net oil importer. showing how oil supplies are tightening up around the world. Over in Ukraine, there's a bit of a panic here because new routes are coming online that will bring oil and gas from Russia to Europe that do not pass through Ukraine. Now, Ukraine has been helping itself to oil and gas from that pipeline through which Russia delivers oil and gas to Europe, and they haven't been paying for it. And Russia, understandably, wants to shut them off, but they haven't done so because they don't want to harm Europe. But when these other pipelines come online, it's going to be a different story. This is one of the reasons why the United States is screaming about Nord Stream 2, because they understand when Nord Stream 2 is completed, Ukraine is going to be without any energy at all. All right, let's take a phone call here from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. You can say that Vladimir Putin is a better chess player than Donald Trump. Am I correct?
I would presume so. I mean, chess is part of the culture in Russia, and I imagine that Putin is very, very good at it. I don't even know if Trump plays chess, but the American culture is more about games of bluffing, like, you know, hearts and poker and things like that.
What I'm trying to say, Mikey, I'm talking about in the international stage.
Well, one has a bearing on the other because one has a bearing on the other because playing chess develops your skills at being able to create strategies multiple steps ahead. And the better a chess player is, the better the negotiator there is. And so I would say, yeah, clearly Putin, he's a statesman, and he's so far managed to checkmate pretty much everything Trump has been trying to do in terms of foreign policy, although actually it's John Bolton's foreign policy.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, we'll let you go. Getting on back to the economy, there's an interesting article in Russia Today, and it's basically saying it's been 75 years since D-Day, okay? And they're saying, is it time Germany liberated itself from the United States? And the point of this article is that the United States is pressuring Germany to act against its own economic interests in order to serve the interests of U.S. corporations. And Wolfgang Kubicki, deputy leader of the opposition Free Democrats Party, called last week for the U.S. ambassador to Germany to be expelled for acting like a high commissioner of an occupying power, which apparently is exactly how he has been acting. He's trying to demand that Germany shift its economy to favor U.S. corporations. And certainly, don't you dare do business with those Russians. Don't you dare do business with those Russians. Meanwhile, at the upcoming St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Russian President Putin has said he may hold a separate meeting with representatives of the British business community within the framework of this economic forum. And he said this was a request from the British business people. In other words, Russia is going to start making deals with Great Britain following Brexit. So all this talk about a no-deal Brexit and, oh, it'll be terrible, Britain will be cast off, they won't have trade deals with anybody. No, as soon as Britain is free of Europe, all kinds of nations are going to want to make deals with Great Britain. It's all this doomsaying that's been going on here. There is a major homeless crisis in California. It's turning into a third world country. That is certainly very true. And by the way, we have a video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Seattle is dying. It's an hour long, but it is a really telling portrait of what this country has become. And having lived in Seattle, I'm sorry to see the deterioration. We'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And the reality is that Wall Street, the money junkies in general, have sort of gotten themselves into a corner with all this market rigging, and the market's closed slightly up today so that the politicians can say, hey, the economy's great, look at the stock market. And if you're homeless and hungry and you can't afford medical care or anything like that, well, it's obviously something you're doing wrong. But the central banks are now in a bad corner. If they lower the rates, they cause a dollar panic. If they increase the rates, they crash the markets. They've got no place to maneuver and no way to fix it because they've been, you know, providing all this cheap money to keep the stock market propped up. And if that cheap money goes away, the market will crash. We've seen that happen before when they tried to raise rates. So it's a bit of a mess over there. All right, let's talk immigration, migration. Right now, according to the Department of Homeland Security, right now border crossings are reaching an average of 4,100 migrants each day. Apparently, that's a new record. It's a decade-long record. The problem is getting worse. according to the Border Patrol, something like 25,000 migrants were able to evade apprehension after crossing the border from Mexico into South Texas. Now, Border Patrol apprehended 120,000. So they're saying they've apprehended people from 44 different countries. It's not just Mexicans coming in. It's not just Central Americans. Apparently, Middle East, Southeast Asia, Yemen, Iraq, Pakistan, Iran. How many of them are potential terrorists? See, this is where the House Armed Services Committee has got it wrong. This is an issue of national defense. The United States is waging war on all of these countries, and yet we're leaving our southern border wide open for a retaliation. How is this not an issue where the Pentagon can step on in and fortify that border? That's what I would like to know. Plus, along with all the diseases being brought into this country, diseases that were once eradicated inside the United States. It's a health crisis. The U.S. is projected to add 1.5 million illegal aliens to the population this year. And this is a disaster waiting to happen because you've got these massive food shortages that they're going to hit in the coming months from all the flooding in the Midwest, the flooded farm fields that will not grow crops, the drowned calves who will not grow up to be beef cattle, the grain silos that have collapsed or been flooded. There's going to be food shortages, and the Democrats are just welcoming these hungry mouths over the border because they'll vote Democratic. So all these people coming across the border, these are the people you will be fighting with over an ear of corn at the supermarket. I predict there's actually going to be food riots in this country because of this misguided policies. I mean, anybody who was looking at all the snow that we got this last winter had to know it was going to be a major flood season. And apparently nobody thought of, like, saying, let's make sure the levees are going to hold up, or maybe even bolster them, build them higher. No. Governing is choosing. Governing is prioritizing. And we need to spend that money on bombs and bullets and feeding those illegal immigrants and, of course, supporting Israel. Okay, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, apparently having shot the bolt on Green New Deal, is now basically expressing her horror at the hundreds of migrant families trapped in a parking lot at the border. And it is horrendous conditions. But you know something? Whose choice was it to come across that border illegally? But she's making a big deal about those poor families and those poor children. And I wish you would express that kind of concern about our homeless veterans or those poor children who are being aborted at the moment of their birth. Alexandria needs to watch that video, Seattle is Dying. We have problems in this country without importing the problems of the third world in on top of them, which is exactly what's going on. Of course, the good news is that she came on out and said that, yes, it is a crisis. So Alexandria just accidentally admitted there is a national emergency at the border, validating Trump's declaration. We're going to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones now to David in West Virginia. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, in the first place, I'd just like to thank you for What Really Happened.
Thank you.
I've been a listener or a reader since shortly after 9/11, and it's been good all the way. Talking about immigration, though, I had to laugh here recently with Joe Biden criticizing white man's culture here in the United States. And I wonder if Mr. Biden has noticed what percentage of the world seems to want to get to this white man's culture.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. If we're such, if white people are so bad, why does everybody want to be like them?
Well, exactly. And I don't see a huge migration south to Nicaragua and so forth. And as far as it goes over in Europe, I don't see a huge migration south over the Mediterranean from Europe to Africa.
Nope.
So something I'd like to say, if I got time here, I'm not sure how much time I got, but...
you got lots of time.
My brain tends to think in metaphors and analogies. And I would like to to do an analogy here that it's going to upset a lot of people because of the comparison I'm using. And in the first place, I would like to point out that I realize humans are not cats. Ideally, I think we should care more about a human life than a cat's life.
I agree.
There's a principle here I'm trying to make, and I would like to use cats as a metaphor for humans. We read stories often in the news about what are usually called crazy cat ladies. And I apologize for the sexism there. I suppose there are guys that do it. But usually when it shows up in the news, it's some woman that's decided she can't stand seeing hungry cats.
Yes.
Wandering around her house. So she feels the need to feed all of them. And then it's one, and then five, and then 10, and now she's got 50 or 75. She can't afford to feed herself. The house smells like cat litter. The cats are sick and hungry and so forth and so on. I don't have a problem with her. I feel sorry for her. I don't feel like she's a bad person. I get it. It's bad to see animals suffer. But obviously from the stories about crazy cat ladies, you can take it too far.
Exactly.
And for instance, if she herself has children, or just feeding herself, but if her children are now going hungry because she's trying to feed all these cats, that to me is a problem.
I think that's actually an excellent analogy. The United States has limited immigration and exercises control over who's allowed into the country in terms of their skill set, making sure they're not criminals or terrorists. But just opening up the borders, you're right. It's the crazy cat lady story all over again. And as far as running out of food, that could happen really, really soon, because of what's going on with the Midwest. And don't forget, Fukushima has already toxified the Pacific Ocean. They're admitting that radiation is already up in the Alaskan fishing waters now. The Gulf oil disaster toxified the Gulf of Mexico. We're seeing all these sources of food for humans being destroyed. And again, all these hungry mouths just stepping across the border.
And that's exactly my point. I feel bad about the cats, but if it comes down to the woman's children versus the cats have to starve, well, I'm sorry, cats. Her children come first, or should come
first. I'm in agreement. And I think that's why, people were so outraged when Trump was campaigning with, America First and Make America Great Again. Because it flies in the face of this whole globalist agenda of just, flooding Europe and the United States with all these other people. But you're absolutely right. We have to make America for Americans, for the legal American citizens, and just stop all this nonsense of flooding in illegal immigrants who will be induced to vote Democratic so that they can basically stage another coup d'etat in 2020.
Well, I agree. And beyond that, there's just the whole population thing that, here in West Virginia, I don't know if you're aware, but West Virginia not only loses population every census, we lose more population than any other state. And our newspapers run editorials about what a crisis this is and how do we induce people to move into West Virginia. And my attitude is, what's the problem? I wouldn't mind if another million people moved out and I got more space for myself. But
from the point of view of the government, of course, it's tax revenue. They're losing tax revenue. Governments love lots of populations, assuming they're fully employed, because that means more money for them.
Well, I agree. And I used to live in Florida. And just to give you a for instance of the problem with population, Florida periodically has water shortages, like California does. Yeah. And I was reading an article one time, and it said that on average, when you consider infrastructure and everything else, people require 200 gallons of water a day.
Yes.
Okay. And as my same article said, every day 1,000 people move into Florida. Now, that means whatever Florida had yesterday, they need all that today, and another 200,000 gallons of water. And tomorrow, they'll need another 200,000 gallons of water on top of what they needed today. And the world population, when I was born, I'm older, but when I was born, the population, world population was about 3 billion people. Okay, now we're up to 7.
Yes.
And at some point, the metaphor I've used throughout a long time is when it gets to the point where a woman in Kansas has a baby and someone falls off each coast into the Atlantic and Pacific, okay, obviously we've reached capacity. But the truth is, it takes more than that because we have to generate food, we have to dispose of waste.
Yes.
So every person needs, what, 1 acre, 5 acres, 10 acres on average. Now, at some point, you reach that point. And at some point, the world will reach that point. And to me, the United States, well, they talk about West Virginia like it's a crisis. Oh, well, West Virginia isn't growing, the United States isn't growing. And great, you know, again, when I was born, our population was about 200 million. And to me, that was good. The 50s were a good time. And at some point, you just reach capacity. And as the United States, let's say, for instance, that this is a good policy and we've done it for whatever reason, whether it's the economy causing people to have less babies or people just deciding I want more time for myself, whatever, we have quit growing. And now we're saying we have to import all these people. Well, why?
Well, here's where it breaks down. Why do we need to import all these people? We have 100 million Americans who've not been able to find jobs in months or years. You know, why aren't we working at getting our economy back on track? I mean, this nation is just headed, to me, to an obvious collapse, and every day I'm seeing more and more signs of it. But again, the biggest problem, in fact, if I'm right, if we're going to see actual food riots, you know, where you have the legal American citizens and the illegal immigrants fighting each other at the supermarkets over the last scrap of bread, that could be the beginning of the collapse.
Well, food, housing, just space in general, and the point I'm trying to get to is, if we're doing what's responsible by not growing, okay, now you've got these other countries that seem to, excuse the slur here, breed like rabbits, and they can't feed themselves, but they're having, they point out birth rates. Okay.
Now you hit a good point there, because you know we've had for years we've had all of these population control people saying that we need to stop the population growth so we can sustain our standard of living, and they were right. And the American people, the birth rate is basically at replacement levels. And part of that may be the economy. Part of it might, unfortunately, be the epicyte gene. But we're losing our standard of living anyway because of that mass of people coming across the open southern border.
Well, exactly. And it will only get worse. And again, this is, to me, is the same thing's happening in Europe. People are going to want to move to where life is good.
Yes.
I get it. You know? And to the extent we are responsible, to the extent we limit our reproduction, okay, our life, quality of life is better here. So all the people, I don't know how people generally feel about Trump, but all the people from the S-hole countries, of course they want to move here. And if I did, if I lived there, I would want to move here too. But the point is, okay, so we're going to equalize things to where our country is as they will stop wanting to move here when our country is as bad as theirs is.
That's exactly right. I knew that's where you were going. And that's it. When you import the third world problems into your country, you become third world. And that is exactly what's happening. You know, the United States that was once the greatest nation on earth, it doesn't exist anymore.
Personally, I would like to stay better.
So would I, and I'm in agreement with you about the cat analogy. I feel bad for people in other countries that are not doing all that well, but I want America to be for the American people first and foremost. And it's not racist to say that, because you know illegal is not a race. Anyway, David, got to let you go. Got to get back to the news here. Thank you for the phone call. And here we go. All right. Over in Great Britain, as you know, earlier this week, the Parliament changed the rules where they could vote on what they call these incremental votes on various issues. And apparently, there were 8 different Brexit proposals that got voted down in the House of Commons, including a second referendum and no deal. So right now it's just totally in chaos, but at least there's not going to be a second referendum for them to rig. Richard Littlejohn is out there saying that Mrs. May has broken Brexit. Now Brexit has broken her. It does appear to be absolutely true. Theresa May has now told Tory members of Parliament she will step down once her deal is passed, but before the next stage of Brexit negotiations with Europe. I think they ought to just go for the no-deal Brexit myself. I really, really do. All right, so let's talk about the Boeing 737 MAX, because more and more people are looking at the decision processes, this decision-making process that went into that aircraft. And right now, you know, Boeing was feeling the pressure from Airbus, and Airbus had a new aircraft out, and to compete with it, Boeing management, rather than create a new aircraft, just said, we're going to tool up the 737, we're going to hot rod it is what they're going to do. And what they did is they put on these what are called LEAF engines that are more fuel efficient. They're also a lot larger, and so they had to move the engines forward of the wing on the pylons, as well as lengthen the nose landing gear. It was a hack. They basically hacked the situation. And the result was the aerodynamics of the aircraft changed. And the biggest problem was, during a high angle of attack, you have these huge nacelles out there in the airstream, and they're being pushed up. They're acting like canards. And that's one of the things that made the 737 MAX unstable. And Boeing tried to fix it with this software system called MCAS. And basically, critics are saying the engine replacement or the engine placement made the 737 MAX series a fundamentally different aircraft with different handling characteristics, requiring new operational software and pilot training. The recertification process Boeing sought to avoid for competitive reasons would have been lengthy and expensive. So, essentially, Boeing's response to the challenge posed by Airbus was bumping passenger safety to a middle seat in economy class, while financial considerations were upgraded to first class. They may be in trouble over there. And, of course, the aircraft are all grounded, and it's a mess. And it's a black eye for American industry again. It's sending the message around the world. America does not make the best products anymore. Boeing used to be considered the best in the world. Everybody wanted Boeing. Now it's Airbus. Airbus makes nice aircraft. I've been on them. Okay, let's get into political correctness. Over at Harvard University, they're going to remove portraits of one of its former university presidents, Abbott Lawrence Lowell, from a building named after him on campus, as two incoming faculty deans are saying students should not have to see photos of the former president while eating their Cheerios, because Lowell, who was president from 1909 to 1933, has been deemed racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, and xenophobic, and we shouldn't have to look at that guy. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from somebody saying that they agree with that caller about the analogy of the crazy cat ladies and comparing it to the flood of illegal immigrants coming over the border. And it says in it, you know, that she's an animal lover with two cats, one dog. and there are feral cats all around her neighborhood, and it's sad to see. And she's found out that some of them actually do have homes. The owners simply let them out to fend for themselves to go for the mice. Here on Hawaii, we do have a huge feral cat problem, and it goes all the way back to the days of the whaling ships, when the ship's mousers would get on shore and do what cats do. And so all over the Hawaiian Islands, especially out on Kauai, you will see these cats, and they look like house cats. You know, calicos, grays, whatever. They're not house cats. They are wild animals. So if you come to Hawaii and you see one of those cats, don't approach it. Don't try and pet it or pick it up. You will get a very nasty, nasty response. Okay. Getting on back to the world of political correctness. Over in Great Britain, a Catholic journalist is being criminally investigated for using the wrong gender pronoun in a tweet. I mean, this is literally the police. Apparently, they have nothing better to be doing. They're investigating this Carolyn Farrow for misgendering someone in a tweet. And apparently, this followed an appearance on Good Morning Britain in which she engaged in a debate with a transgender activist who has a trans child. And I get really leery about that because I think these children, they're being brainwashed into it. We're talking about kids who are really too young to know their own sexuality yet. So apparently Farrow allegedly referred to the trans child by the wrong pronoun. And the British police are now dedicated entirely to fighting perceived and imagined microaggression on social media. The world has gone insane. All right, a little bit of good news. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has launched an investigation into the colleges and universities that were named in the college admissions bribery scandal. And apparently some more of those teachers and coaches are in court again today. So several big name universities were included in the report, including the University of Southern California, Georgetown, Yale, Wake Forest University, the University of Texas at Austin, and Stanford. This is a black eye for all of those universities. It is a black eye for higher education in general. All right. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.